Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm about to delve into an unknown world for me, that is, because we're going to talk about dating in your 20s, that decade where everyone says you should be having the time of your life. Now, we know that we live in an era of dating apps, of mixed signals, of what they call situationships, and the constant pressure to figure out who you are while also figuring out who exactly you're seeing and what your relationship is. So to unpack all of this, I'm joined by three guests, all of whom are in their 20s. We've got News Talk reporters Dylan Hand and Ella Anderson, and Spin News anchor Katie Gallagher. Good morning and welcome, one and all. So we'll start with you, Katie, and your experience. Are you in, if you like, the real world of dating or the online world of dating?
I'm very new to the world of dating just because I was kind of lazy with it. I have never done the dating thing. I'm from Donegal. And I'm not lying when I say we don't do the dating thing. It's kind of the old fashioned thing. If you go out on a night out, someone's on form, you kind of know with the spec, but it's kind of like who looks the best or who's got the crack that night. That was how it was. And I've been living.
And it developed organically.
And it would develop organically, exactly. And you kind of get the crack. I've been living in 10 years in Dublin, so I can't really use that excuse anymore. But
so you haven't gone on a date in 10 years?
But I haven't, not a first date, because I'm not an app user. And I feel like the first date thing is if you're on the app and it's the formality of, will we go on a first date? Whereas I've obviously met people, I've done that whole like meeting people in night's out and then, you know, you go and you meet them, whatever, and you kind of get to know them first. But I'd never done the stranger danger first date.
And have you started?
But I started. So last month, I think I went my first ever date and I was kind of like, well, I was given an ultimatum by my housemates. They said I was bringing nothing to the table. They're all in their 20s, early 30s, three girls bringing great stories to the table and I had nothing. So they said, by the end of the year, you have to get on this train just for the crack. And even just because they're like, you're missing out. You're missing out in the crack. And I was. There's nothing to lose. I went on the apps and it is a bit of crack.
So I'm getting the impression they're all making fools of some fellas out there and you're not with your boy stories that you could bring to the table.
Not just boy stories, but even just experiences. Like, I don't think anyone's making a fool of anyone, but I definitely think the dating game is going strong.
So which app did you go on?
Most of them. I went on Hinge, Tinder, Bumble, and they're all very different, Pat. Like,
okay, what is the difference in the apps? If you're going on Hinge, for example, what do you think you'll find there compared to...
Hinge is definitely more serious, I would think, because it's the format of it is almost like a CV.
It's a questionnaire.
It's like a questionnaire. And you have pictures, but you also have these things called prompts. And in your prompts, you there's a bit of personality in a prompt because you can have, my family would describe me as, and you can have most competitive. And that will immediately have somebody in on the hook. Or you could have, you'll never guess this about me, and it's a picture of you. Do you know, like, it's just...
And Tinder?
It's a one night thing. Like, people just want one thing on Tinder and it's not a date. But okay. It's quite, what I say about
Smiles
Tinder.
Smiles from the other two guests when you said
agreed.
That.
Yes. I think Tinder is what everyone knew Tinder to be and what I was told Tinder is. But you know what? Like, if that's what you're looking for, Tinder's there for that.
Okay. If you're looking for action.
Action. And
Tinder.
It's pretty
what
quick,
about Bumble?
I would say. Bumble, the nature of it is the girl has to text first, and there's like a window of 24 hours or 48 hours that you have to do it. Not great for me because I'm not a great texter, and I'm also somebody who will download an app and then forget about it.
What's the fourth one then you tried, the fourth app?
I actually didn't do the fourth one, but some of the girls here were trying to get me on Raya, which is the like celebrity one, but I don't think there's that many celebrities, to be fair. But that was the other one that's kind of doing the rounds. But
okay, now you did, therefore you dipped your toe in the water, and what did you fish out?
Well, I got my first date. Mm-hmm. And again, that was actually quite like it was grand. I went for a drink after work and, you know, met somebody, had the chats. I'm sure we're all well able to chat. We do this for a living. So I don't know what I was afraid of in that way. I think I was just not into the whole thing of texting a stranger and kind of acting interesting when you're just not for the first few days.
And did you know immediately this is not going to happen?
I think we both probably knew immediately, like, this is a drink and we're probably not. But we were just on different pages, but no.
And who decided the venue and whether it would be an alcoholic drink, a coffee in a coffee bar, meet in a hotel lobby or...
Actually, the prompt did that, because in the prompt, I think I had a picture of Guinness. And this guy said, I know the best place for Guinness. And then he said, this is the place. And then that's where we went. And that's how, and it was very quick like that. But again, I think that's why Hinge is good, because the prompts get straight in. Yeah. So it's just a natural thing.
And you didn't feel in any way vulnerable when you turned up, or did you?
No, not at all. I thought, like, this is actually, you know, whatever, Monday, Tuesday night after work, I've nothing to lose. It's 6 o'clock. Went for a drink. He was lovely. We had the chat.
I mean, if he, on his prompts and all that, he said he was ripped. He was ripped. Or if he was 5'10", he was 5'10", or what?
Yeah, I would say he looked and
there's great
and was
grins from my other two here.
The same as he was.
Moment.
But I don't know about everybody doing that. And then I suppose, like, the ripped thing, I'm like, sometimes I see ripped as not a red flag, but I'm like, I don't love the whole pictures of you and your ripped physique. So I don't know if I'd
if
actually
if you love
go
yourself
for that.
So much, have you any space in your life for me?
Yeah, exactly. I have to do my hair the longest. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But yeah, so it's a funny one. It's like, you want it, but you don't want you to show
okay,
me it.
So having fished one out of the water, but not to your total satisfaction, what now?
Well, I think I know I'm not going to meet my husband on the apps. Like, I believe in my soul. I'm an old-fashioned romantic. I think I'll meet my person out and about in the wild. But I will stay on the apps just for the crack, because I'm thinking I'm in my 20s and God forbid I do meet my person and I haven't had the dating experience. I need to have a little bit of a dating experience.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
Because I'm in my 20s,
I
and
love
that's
that
what we're
expression.
Supposed to do.
I'm going to meet the man of my dreams in the wild.
In the wild, in real life. I will say, though, last week I was out on a Wednesday and I was given two numbers and my friends were out and they were given numbers. So it is happening. Like, people are actually, and I think people, I would encourage people to do that more.
Okay, now we'll go to Dylan, the male voice next. How'd you get on, Dylan?
So I was on the dating apps for about a year or so, just kind of fresh after moving up to Dublin, the kind of big city experience.
And you had, I presume, a few pals from home, but not a network.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of, you know, when you come up, you're looking to meet new people, make these changes, have these experiences. And I decided I'm going to get on dating apps. I was recently single at the time, so I had some fun. My go-to spot, as I was saying before, is coffee shops. I tend to go there because if the date isn't going that well, it's an easy escape. You know, it's up to your order.
So you meet her and she says, I'll have an espresso. That means she doesn't like you. If she says, I'll have a cappuccino, which is going to last a bit longer.
That's it. Yeah, I think it's one of those. The other side of the coffee shop, though, is you're kind of locking yourself into a conversation, which a lot of people tend to stray away from on these first dates. Now, I think a lot of people like this kind of idea of an activity, you know, going bowling, or I think I've heard people going axe throwing, as Ella said, she went axe throwing on one of her first dates. And like bowling, axe throwing, I think mini golf is another great one. The only thing about that is competitiveness. Some people like it, some people don't, but at least you're having a bit of fun when you're doing it.
I couldn't help myself, you know, if I was doing mini golf, I'd want to win.
That's it. I was.
And so, by the way, would my wife. So that's, we are similar in that regard.
That's true. And to be honest with you, the one thing about mini golf as well is there's not a lot of places doing mini golf and there's also not a lot of people working there. So if they see you in bringing multiple people to play mini golf, they might think you're a fanatic or that you're just really into golf. Yeah.
Okay, so how has it worked out over a year of using the various apps?
Like, I think it was relatively successful. Now, I didn't get anything from the apps. I have a girlfriend now who I met in the wild, as they say.
Okay.
But on the apps, I think I went on maybe 7 or 8 dates. And it was just, it was really nice to meet new people, kind of explore the city at the time when I was relatively new. And it was fun. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I would encourage people to use it. On the flip side of it, you know, I wouldn't maybe say it's the best place to meet the love of your life, because, you know, as everyone knows, you're going on, you're putting these four or five photos of yourself that are kind of handpicked, in fairness, from a big camera roll of ones that you're after leaving out. You're saying the best things about yourself on these apps. And is that a fair reflection? And I don't know.
How did you sell yourself? I mean, are you the country boy just up here, a bit lost, bewildered by the big city, and then being shown around by these brash city girls who know all the tricks?
I think that's a polite way of putting it. Yeah, I think...
that's the reality.
That is the reality. It's kind of nearly a marketing exercise at times. You know, you're really trying to sell yourself. I don't know, that's probably not the best way of putting it, but you are trying to get the attention of people who you find attractive as well. So you're trying to lure people in a way.
Okay, so it's interesting. Both parties are applying bait to the hook.
I think that's a really interesting part as well. Like I was only saying this to Katie yesterday. Like my friends and all, if we ever have a friend that kind of becomes single relatively recent after a breakup, you kind of go on the dating app just for a bit of fun or trying to take their mind off things. And we can have this way of creating a profile. I think a lot of men have this kind of unwritten rule. You have to have a photo of yourself in a suit. You have to have a photo of yourself playing sport. You have to have a photo of yourself with some form of either a young child, a cat,
a dog.
Cat, yeah, just to show that you're endearing. And I think the women have copped on at this stage now, and they know that that's something they should be avoiding.
It's a prop. We know.
Okay, Ella, now you are a success story in terms of apps.
I am indeed, Pat. I met my boyfriend on Hinge, and he's still my boyfriend. I met him about a year and a half ago on Hinge. I'd just gotten out of a relationship. Like Dylan was saying, like you get out of a relationship, you go on the apps just to get your confidence back and get a little bit of your self-worth a little bit, because it does get knocked after a breakup.
Yeah.
So I got on the apps and I was very honest and open. I told them I'm only looking for just a casual bit of fun. I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm just looking to go on a few dates with a few people and sort of get my confidence up. And then I met my now boyfriend on the app. He took me out for coffee, which I agree with Dylan, it is the better solution, because if they're weird, you can escape. Dinner, you're locked in.
How long was it before you actually came across him? Because you were on the apps for a while, I presume.
Wasn't actually very long. I would say I was only on the app for maybe like a month, maybe at the most 3 weeks, I'd say, at a guess.
And when you met him, and how long did it take for you to realise this has got potential? Now, he's probably listening, so we have to be a little bit circumspect.
He probably is. But I'd say that after the third date was when I was like, this might not be as casual and fun as I had originally intended it to be.
Was this the axe-throwing date, by any chance?
It was not the axe-throwing date. That was the second date, of course, which I think is good in case... Check if they're an axe murderer. How good are they at throwing an axe?
Okay, so after three dates, this has potential to go somewhere. Did you ask yourself, am I on the rebound?
I did, and I think that's really important to ask yourself, especially if you're going on the dating apps after. You want people to be well-informed and honest with people. Tell them that you're out of a relationship. Tell them where you're at, and don't get in a new relationship until you feel like it's not just you trying to fill a certain void. Mm.
Now, I used a term in the introduction about situationships. What are they?
So, situationships are kind of this in-between kind of twilight zone of a relationship where you kind of are together. Maybe there's, as people would say, you're exclusive with this person, but it usually favours one person who doesn't want to be tied down compared to the other person who potentially does. I think, just as Ella was saying there, like, it can be useful, situationship, if you are both on the same page. Often that's not the case, but you know, it's nearly a trial run of a relationship before you get there.
Okay, but one party might be committed or on the way there and the other playing the field, Ella.
Yeah, that's how a lot of situationships, in my opinion, are like. I think if you're both on the same page, it's just a casual dating relationship. But when one person is expecting exclusivity and has boundaries and expecting someone to not cross them, then it comes into a situationship where one person is crossing a bunch of boundaries and another person just keeps forgiving them.
I should ask you all in conclusion about, you know, dating in the wild, just meeting people casually. You bump into somebody and then you bump into them again, or you contrive to be in the same pub they were in last week at the same time. I mean, it's fairly random and it might lead to something, but is there a nostalgia for that kind of thing?
I think so. I think there's maybe an app fatigue, like definitely a thing where were over the apps. And I definitely think the younger generation, and there's been studies, are definitely over the apps and are preferring this out in the wild. And I, as I say, I'm kind of that old school thing. I would much prefer out in the wild. So I do think there's a nostalgia. And especially Christmas night, we're watching the Hallmark movies. We want the meet cute. We want the nice little story. I want to say I met my husband when I went home and he came home and we hadn't seen each other in 10 years. Now, I know I won't because I know everybody there. But, you know, if I meet them in Coppers, better again.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think everyone would love to meet the love of their life at like a farmer's market, as it's portrayed in most of these movies. I don't know if that's the place for it, but I think, yeah, there's a beauty in that, as you're saying, just, you know, going somewhere and hoping that you bump into the same person you did before, or, you know, going to a shop, maybe you spoke to the shopkeeper. So yeah, I think it's beautiful.
Love actually. That sort of thing. Ella?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I still feel a little embarrassed to say that I met my boyfriend on Hinge, and we joke all the time that we should make up a story that we were in Tesco's and reached for the same bag of crisps or something a lot more romantic. And I think definitely that is preferred. There is still a bit of like an embarrassment around the dating apps, especially kind of with the younger age 20s. Mm. But yeah, I think meeting in the wild is obviously optimal.
You can imagine, you know, years on with your kids and say, how did you meet? We met on a phone.
Yeah, I think I'll make up a story instead.
I think so. That reaching for the bag of crisps might be better. Anyway, look, thank you all for sharing with us. Dylan Hand, News Talk reporter, Ella Anderson, News Talk reporter, both working a lot of the time on this show, and Katie Gallagher, Spin and Spin Southwest news anchor. Thank you all for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.